This goes to PACE, with all caps, P-A-C-E, fax 989-953-5801, regarding Paulette, P-A-U-L-E-T-T-E, Hagerman, H-A-G-E-R-M-A-N, date of birth September 5th, 1959. To whom it may concern, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Hagerman with diabetic nephropathy, an absent left kidney, hypertension, and COPD. Her last visit was July 26th of 2021. Her weight is down 7 pounds over the last 6 months. She did receive the third dose of Moderna for COVID-19 vaccination without any side effects or adverse events. She has been feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Her dyspnea on exertion is chronic, secondary to COPD. She has a non-productive cough without purulent material or hemoptysis. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has minimal edema in the lower extremities. Her weight is down 7 pounds over 6 months. And she does have chronic pain in her back and legs. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the aldactone 25 milligram daily, as well as Jardiance 10 milligram daily. She uses Tylenol for pain. She's also on Lasix 20 milligram once daily, and Metformin for diabetes. Physical exam. Weight is 283 pounds, pulse 60, and blood pressure 138 over 92. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 14th of 2021. Creatinine is 0.8. Sodium 139, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 34, calcium is 9.5, albumin 3.9, intact parathyroid hormone is 98.6, magnesium was 1.9, phosphorus is 4.0. My last hemoglobin was done July 1st of 2021, and that was 15.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, COPD, and absent left kidney. The patient should have lab studies done every 3 months, including a CBC to monitor for anemia. A lab order will be mailed to the patient, and she will have it done at the PACE facility, she reports. That will not need to be done until early April. Early April, since that was just done January 14th of this year. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet and keep blood pressure between 130 and 140 over 80 or less. And she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.